Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The House Financial Services Committee has been grilling executives from the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX today, a day after the company's founder was arrested in the Bahamas for securities fraud and money laundering.
The Wall Street Journal's Alexander Saidi is joining us on our newsline. Thanks for being with us. So, Alexander, what did FTX and its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, allegedly do wrong?
So he's been hit with charges from the SEC and the Department of Justice for a whole array of crimes. The DOJ has broad charges of illicit campaign contributions, which he may have made with money he illicitly obtained from customers. The SEC has brought forward charges of wire fraud, securities fraud, misleading investors with false statements about the integrity of FTX and its internal systems and how it was managing customers' money. Specifically, the charges focused on associated hedge fund called Alameda Research, which essentially took customers' deposits on the FTX platform and made a bunch of bad trades with them and never told customers that they were doing so. FTX's new CEO estimated there's about $7 billion in losses related to those activities, which were again, used with customers' funds without their consent.
Have any new revelations come out of today's congressional hearing?
Today, we learned a little bit more about Sam Bankman-Fried's involvement in this illicit trading setup between Alameda and FTX. Sam Bankman-Fried has been on a media blitz over the last 2 to 3 weeks before he was arrested, making public appearances. He was actually supposed to appear at today's congressional hearing, but his arrest changed that. What we learned today was that, Mr. Ray, the new CEO of FTX, has pinpointed, they have documents showing that Sam knew about a lot of the activities and actually directed some of those activities, even though he claimed publicly not to have any knowledge or awareness of them. So I would say that, FTX's CEO, shared a lot about that. He also warned that U.S. customers might not be made whole, which is contrary to statements that Sam Bankman-Fried has also been making. They're still not sure if they have enough money to give all U.S. customers the amounts they had in their accounts. And that's a real concern because, we're talking about hundreds of millions into the billions of dollars of cash that people thought they had. And the CEO still has not found all of the assets and warned it's going to take a while before they do.
Alexander, we only have a few seconds left, but is this case a warning for crypto investors, a reminder that crypto is really just kind of an unregulated Wild West still?
I'd say it's a warning about where you store your cryptocurrency. If you are giving a crypto platform custody of your crypto, make sure you know where they're keeping it, how they're accounting for it. You know, it's possible for people who have crypto to actually keep their own wallets and keep their own keys and not give it to a custodian, which is what FTX was and other platforms are as well. So it may give people more pause to think about whether they themselves should be custodians of their assets as opposed to other companies.
All right, Alexander, thank you. Alexander Saidi at the Wall Street Journal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.